Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Angela Moronci, a member of the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte Nord, CJPCN, that offers free legal information to the residents of the North Shore Territory. Hi, Angela.
Hi there.
So it's great to have you back in another informative topic for our listeners. Can you tell us what we'll be talking about today?
So today I have a very pertinent topic. So just to give a little bit of a brief intro, like normally during a separation, children are always a sensitive point. So what type of custody is more favorable? How much time should the children spend with each parent? Unfortunately, it's often forgotten that custody is not the only responsibility with regards to parental authority. So today, I will actually be talking more specifically about parental authority.
So let's get right into the topic. Can you explain exactly what defines parental authority?
So absolutely. So parental authority is actually a set of rights and duties that parents, and that's both parents, have towards their children, basically as soon as they're born. So these rights and duties are in regards to custody, supervision, ensuring that physical and emotional health is up to par and safety, education, providing them with obviously food and caring for them. Parental authority gives parents the right to make all decisions necessary for their children's well-being. So for example, parents can make decisions concerning where the children can live, passing on their religious beliefs, any health care decision. Also, just as a sidebar, there are limits to these types of rights because in the law, children that are 14 and over can make some of these decisions on their own. And also, these rights belong only to the parents of the child. So, for example, grandparents and new partners don't have parental authority, even if sometimes they might act like parents. But it's actually just the parents that have this duty inscribed in law. However, I will point out that parents can temporarily give someone else certain parts of their parental authority, such as, for example, custody, supervision, or education. So let's just give a little example here. Say, for example, they want to leave somebody in charge as a babysitter. So they can actually pass on some of these obligations to the babysitter who has supervision of the child at that time.
Very interesting. And does separation or divorce cause the cancellation of parental authority?
So in the Civil Code of Quebec, as I said, it's actually inscribed that parental authority is exercised together by both parents. And this actually remains the case even after or even if there's a change in relationship between the parents. So it doesn't change the fact that these parents are still parents to their children. So therefore, should it be the case where the children are shared between the parents, the non-custodian parent, although now without the actual custody, still retains the other attributes of parental authority. So being with the children means that the parent with custody has parental authority basically on the day-to-day, while the other parent maintains it from a distance. So, however, the parent without custody must be consulted on all important major decisions that affect the child. So what exactly can be considered an important decision that the non-custodian parent would have to be consulted on? This could be, for example, the choice of school, any necessary health care, certain medical treatments, for example, if the child needs braces, long-term activities or costly hobbies, those types of things, like all that has to be taken as a decision between the parents. And also generally the non-custodian parent has the right to consult the child's report card. If they want to, they can attend parent-teacher meetings and also receive any medical information about the child.